Are there any other poets that wish to read here? And I don't care if you read already tonight. If you wish to read something, come up and read something. Anyone? No? Okay. Then I will wind it down. On the 28th of June, I'm going to be reading my new book's coming out. And I'm using you guys as my soundboard because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, to tell you the truth. I'm going to probably bring Pat Jordan and I'll let them read my work. We're going to have two rock and roll bands there. It's over Dorothy 6. If you want to come and see me and my colleagues and my friends, let me know, because tickets are going to be $20 a piece. I give the money to children. Anytime I sell a book, I give the money to children. And so that's why I'm testing this on you. I don't know yet. I really don't know. All right. I will try. We lost the war. I don't like losing it, anything, not cards, not love. You know, unlucky at cards, lucky in love. That's all bullshit. Although I don't cheat at cards, I cheated in love, all for the price of lechery. I never kiss and tell, except I did not have the only skill of a magician. There were other magicians, and some wands were just bigger. But I guess you should know, we lost the war on drugs. Don't get me wrong, me and my friends fought a good fight, but we were outnumbered and overmatched, outgunned, and no matter how many times I've heard, just say no. It didn't matter. I just knew we were losing the war, and I surrendered, feeling like the South in the movie Gone with the Wind, thousands of soldiers lying on the ground in front of the train to go home. I got on my one knee and raised a white flag, remembering Roxanne, the most beautiful whore, and Cindy, who nodded off in a plate of spaghetti, Debbie punching Schultz in the back of his head, Schultz trading honor for a handful of pills, Tina, so young and beautiful, Michael, who I got of the county jail, a poet, found her husband cool to the touch. All she ever did was love him too much. And the 4,000 kids that are alone at Christmas, mom and dads claimed by the opioids, and thousands of kids born with Hepo C. Not a fair chance, but just a bad card dealt. I remember the Phantom having a gun stuck in his mouth, and Kelly, who got shot in the head and shot the guy 5 times, and the guy lived. And J.R., first deep cover narc and made the Hall of Fame. Jet snarled at everything, and Frat Frank could do brain surgery. Fabs, who shot a guy in the head and the guy lived and called the guy an asshole. Sko would shoot you and loved his cats. Strith, the best of the best. Joe So, dumb as a brick, but made sergeant. Big Murph took care of the men and even took care of Juggy. Juggy was taken care of by Big Murph. Big Head used Tommy D like a silk pair of panties. Tommy D, a good stuttering retard, and Big Head's silk panties. Mikey Mike, always in trouble because of Dog. Tog, Toddy Tog, talked out of school. Smudge, Dirty Bill's son. Smitty, didn't give a good fuck. And Marty Z, good guy that told the truth. And Z Sweet, and Z Girl, sweet brown sugar. Hoover, knew the difference between the reasonable doubts. Little prick, a real prick. Jackson carried a shotgun and a .45 and shot the guy in the leg. Torben, a special ops guy. Simple Simon, knew the truth. Shit stirrer, sure the shit spot all day. Sir Bone had a middle leg for a penis. They called him Tripod. One Ball Joe shot two guys and was told by Sergeant Cementhead to commit perjury. Charlie Grahamcracker almost got the czar. Bouncer, who was tits. Trooper, who said it was okay to look back, but don't stare. George, who ate his gun. Donnie, who was set up by two motherfuckers. Cementhead Miles, who never told the truth. Blinky Floyd had a voice like a little girl. Buford, who had a stinky penis, according to the whores. Eddie S., who tried to protect those two motherfuckers. Those two motherfuckers sold their soul for a pinch of dope while pinching pieces of silver. Those two Judas motherfuckers. Their names never to be mentioned with the honorable. And remembering the sound of a gun, the hammer falling and falling, the cold barrel next to my head. We lost the war on drugs. Yeah, we lost the war. I'm old and my legs are bowed. My balls drag. Lying in my bed, staring at the ceiling, thinking, always thinking, we lost. But hell's bells, man. At least we stepped into the ring and we got under the lights, and you will never understand the dark alley, the smell of rat, cold, controlled fear, and how I once loved the whores. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Next week we have a good reading here. Sam Hayes is going to be here, and a whole bunch of cool people. Thank you for letting me use my sounding board.